WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A 14-year-old College Station girl is the victim of an aggravated kidnapping, sexual assault, and illegal video recording.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the girl and the Houston man met online through social media.
Real quick point I would make is to children and to adults is that we have a lot of, quote, friends through social media, but children and adults alike need to understand that there are people who will utilize this to prey upon the weak and the vulnerable and use it to take advantage.
Investigators were told 28-year-old Zachary Hocko drove from Houston last Saturday to pick up the girl. They went to a local motel where the girl said she no longer wanted to be with them. Hocko initially agreed to take her home. Instead, he drove her to his apartment in Houston where the assault took place and the pictures or video were taken. The girl was driven Sunday to a Houston business and dropped off, which is when she called home. That led to contacting Houston police, who took the girl to the hospital. Hocko was arrested in Houston yesterday, where he remains jailed. College Station police had already been looking for the girl after her parents reported her missing. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A trucker from Bryan has been charged with a misdemeanor offense in Colorado after his semi struck and killed an Oregon man who was walking across the country to raise awareness about bullying. Investigators believe 49-year-old Kenneth Raven fell asleep behind the wheel on a two-lane highway about 120 miles east of Colorado Springs. The semi struck 48-year-old Joseph Bell, whose 15-year-old son died in February after hanging himself in a schoolyard after he'd been bullied. The father began his walk in April and planned to finish on the Delaware coast. The Colorado State Patrol says Raven was charged with careless driving, resulting in death. Not all locally elected officials went out of town to the annual Texas Municipal League Convention. Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condorless says he'll get notes from those who went to Austin.
I'm a self-employed guy with a stay-at-home wife and kids in private school, so TML stands for total money loss for me.
Very nice.
We've got representatives going. I'll let them give me the notes. And meanwhile, I need to sell some jewelry. We got a sixth baby coming in March.
Condorless promoted BTU during American Public Power Week.
People that grew up here especially are the worst about realizing that what a blessing BTU is to our local community, in that BTU has one of the third lowest outage rates anywhere you can find. It has some of the lowest rates in the state of Texas.
Also, profits from BTU and other municipal power companies are reinvested in the system as opposed to shareholders of deregulated corporations. Atmos Energy is making the rounds to local governments to consider a natural gas rate increase. Local Atmos manager Chase Murphy told the College Station City Council this week the average residential customer would pay an additional 74 cents a month.
Like any company, we have to invest in our infrastructure to make sure that the integrity is maintained, and that allows us to do that.
The council unanimously approved the increase, which starts November 1st and is part of a negotiated agreement covering a group of Texas cities. Murphy says a similar increase will be considered by the Bryan Council in 2 weeks. The increase for the average commercial customer will be about $3 a month. It's not just military death benefits being held up by the government shutdown. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's next month's military disability checks.
The number is going to be 5.18 million veterans that will not be receiving their compensation, their checks on November the 1st. And the amount is about $6.5 billion.
Flores says they were warned the week before the shutdown by officials with the Veterans Administration that the November disability checks were in peril. But he was also told the VA would have relatively normal operations through the end of October.
Unfortunately, we were surprised when several of the regional offices, including the regional office in Waco, issued furlough notices for substantial numbers of employees.
Flores was told 300 of the 800 employees at Waco's VA regional office were furloughed. And the ripple effect of the government shutdown includes volunteers preparing for College Station's 75th anniversary.
We have a little tension going on in that we're opening our exhibit October 21st in the Bush Library is temporarily closed. Whoa. And, you know, we, of course, our hearts are with the people that have been furloughed. You know, this has got to be much tougher for them than it is for us.
Anniversary Chairwoman Linda Harvell told the City Council this week that if there's a delay in opening the city exhibit, it's okay. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 68 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Les Miserables, one of the greatest musicals of all time, is coming to the Theater Company of Bryan College Station. The Theater Company's production of Les Miserables runs 3 weekends starting September 27th. Go to theatercompany.com, that's theater with an R-E, company.com, and purchase tickets for this show as well as season tickets. Les Miserables is underwritten by Brazos Valley Urgent Care and Element Retirement and Investment Consultants. The Theater Company in Bryan, on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
Listing your home for sale can be stressful, to say the least, for anybody. Or if you have to move out of town before it sells, that can produce a crazy amount of anxiety. You have to leave your house unoccupied, just sitting there, all by its lonesome, hoping that someone will buy it before it sits on the market for too long. Who's going to keep it up? Who's going to make sure that it continues to show well? Well, there's one clear answer to that question. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Go with Zwicker & Associates. Not only is the listing team at Zwicker & Associates going to stage your vacant home, not only are they going to aggressively market your property, they're going to send a licensed property superintendent to your home at least one time per week to walk through the interior and the exterior of the property. Look for any plumbing leaks, dusty windowsills, light bulbs that need to be changed, making sure the AC is still on the temperature that you designated. You know, clean up the bug carcasses that get on the windowsill sometimes. Stuff like that. They'll report any item that needs attention, and they'll help with those. Oh, yeah, and they're also going to count your professionally designed flyers that are kept streetside so you don't run out. So for a level of service when selling your home that's going to surpass your expectations, call Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams or log on zarealestate.com.
Make your football tailgates and game-watching parties sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is serving football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations.
After the game, visit the Chocolate Gallery in historic downtown Bryan to indulge in premium handmade chocolates and pastries.
Cool off with a freshly prepared gelato or fruit sorbet.
Experience the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:13. Time to do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service, that's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, if you come home and your unit's not working, then give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. Here's some numbers.
Partial sun developing today with high temperatures around 85 degrees this afternoon. It'll become mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. The chance for a few showers and thunderstorms. Any rain would certainly be beneficial. Highs near 85. Showers and storms tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, near 80. And there may be a leftover shower Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's Friday. It's 8:14. Jay Sakal here this morning from the City of College Station. How are you doing?
Hey, mighty fine.
So, what is the absolute craziest, neatest thing in the College Station, City of College Station offices? I mean, you have something that's really just kind of neat. Because we have here an ice cream freezer that during the summer is stocked with ice cream because Ben believes it's better to buy some ice cream and leave it in there rather than wait for employees to become disgruntled by the heat. And so that kind of works for us.
Huh.
Have anything similar to that in the City of College Station?
Nothing comes to mind. I'm going to think about this a little bit.
Well,
I mean, there may be some individual things in people's offices.
Yeah.
He's got a jar of candy in his office.
Oh, who does?
Jay Sokol.
Oh, what kind of
Or maybe it's, is it you or is it Colin who has the chocolates and
No,
stuff?
That's me because the mayor comes in and dives for chocolates.
Yes.
So it's the mayor's.
Really?
Yeah, I keep a little glass full
a mayoral chocolate bowl
of candy on my desk because she likes to nibble at some chocolate.
Okay, now what kind, are we talking about like mini Three Musketeers type things? Or
yeah, it's, you know, Hershey's Kisses and little Hershey's Minis and things like that is usually what I keep in there. Little
well,
peanut butter cups.
All right, now, I don't know. Is the mayor in town or listening? Do you know?
I don't think she's listening.
Okay,
she may
well
be
then,
in town.
Then let me go ahead and give you a heads up then.
All right.
And we'll do this for Jay or anybody else who's one of those people who likes to get candy on their desk for whatever reason. The Hershey's Company on Thursday announced they are launching a soft caramel cream candy.
I heard about this.
It oh,
my
goodness.
First new brand in U.S. America in 30 years. It will be called Lancaster. It'll be available in January. Comes in three flavors. That's caramel, vanilla, and caramel. Oh, caramel.
All right.
Okay. Caramel, vanilla, and caramel, and vanilla and raspberry.
So is it caramel or is it caramel?
Well, that's, you know, I don't know.
It's the eternal debate.
Well, it's caramel and caramel, according to this.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So caramel is supposed to be just the big thing, the next big thing.
Apparently so.
The way caramel sounds better than caramel.
The name comes from, if it's California, it's caramel.
Caramel just sounds,
by the sea.
Well,
so.
That's like that Rodeo. Like, that doesn't matter. Oh, it's California. Right.
That's like, let's just say it a different way just to be different, y'all.
The name comes from the company's history. Founder Milton Hershey's original confection company was called the Lancaster Caramel Company.
Really?
Hershey, the biggest chocolatier in North America. That means the best. It means the biggest. makes popular sweets like Kisses, Reese's. But I'm not going to do a commercial for it. But anyway, there you go. So the Lancaster, so I guess that might be something you want to add in there.
I'll look into it.
See how that works. Okay. It's time to play Jethro Trivia, and we have a veteran guest here.
We do, veteran guest. Bart Humphreys from York College Station Fire Department.
How are you today?
Peachy. How about you?
Okay, we're doing fine.
Peachy.
Good. Peachy. I like that. Okay.
Isn't that a nice word?
Well, peachy, and that's a character in my favorite movie. So
your favorite movie is The Man Who Would Be King?
It is indeed. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Peachy's head in a bag.
Anyway, that's a strange movie.
It is a strange movie. It's Rudyard Kipling. But the story in that is that John Huston wanted to make that movie originally with Humphrey Bogart and Clark Gable.
Oh, it would not be the same.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. But what happened was that, and they were contract players at that time, and the studios wouldn't lend them. And finally, I guess Clark Gable was the first one to die. I'm not sure, one of them. They died around the same time, but they died before he could make the movie. So he said, okay, Sean Connery and Michael Caine will be good enough. That's our trivia for today. No, it's not. Here's our trivia for today. It's Jethro Trivia. Today's question is, this is why we can't have nice things. The Attorney General of New York has announced the end of a year-long undercover investigation to stop what scourge in our nation? Is it A, dandruff, B, cavities, C, bad breath, or D, bad reviews online? Once again, the Attorney General of New York has announced an end to a year-long undercover investigation to stop what scourge in our nation? Is it A, dandruff, B, cavities, C, bad breath, or D, bad reviews online? Kevin?
Bad reviews online.
Okay. Kat?
I'll go cavities.
Okay. Jay?
Bad reviews.
All right, Bart?
Bad reviews.
That's it. Operation
Oh my goodness.
Clean Turf. You know, they call it AstroTurf when they do those fakies out there. Found companies that have been pumping up their sites on Yelp with fake reviews. Spas, bus companies, strip clubs. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Among those have been busted in the state. You review an adult, a gentleman's club. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyways, we got this firefighter in here.
We do. Bart Humphreys from College Station Fire Department.
What are we talking about this morning?
It's Fire Prevention Week.
We should.
National Fire Prevention Week, yes.
Okay.
And I appreciate what you said earlier, that every week should be Fire Prevention Week.
Yeah. He's like, oh, look, there's fire. Why don't you let it burn? Because it's not fire prevention.
Let it go.
Yeah. Okay, so, but what... A raise awareness type thing, right?
Yeah, this year's theme is prevent kitchen fires. Residential fires, 2 out of 5 residential fires begin in the kitchen.
Mm.
And the majority of burn injuries from residential fires result from kitchen fires.
So just don't cook ever? Problem
that's
solved.
One way to approach the problem. We would like to increase good habits in our residents.
What are some...
The big thing is... pay attention. That's the big thing. Don't leave cooking unattended. If you're doing something that's very active, like frying, grilling, broiling, boiling, stand there with it. Pay attention to it. Keep an eye on it.
You can check your email later. You really can, right?
Yeah. Or check it on your phone while you're standing beside.
If you have to leave the room just for a short time, get back to it. Turn the burner off while you're out of the room. If you're doing slow cooking kind of thing, simmering, baking, roasting, stay at home, check it regularly, use a timer to remind you. If you have children, and we preach this over and over and over, use the back burners on the stove, keep the pot handles turned toward the back. Keep the kids away from the stove. It's just too dangerous. When you cook, it's something people don't think about. Wear clothing with tight-fitting sleeves. If you're wearing an apron, tie it. Make sure that it's close to your body so you don't have miscellaneous edges.
That you don't become part of the fire, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Pull
exactly.
A Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
He caught himself. Anyway, never mind.
Keep pot holders, oven mitts, wooden utensils, anything that's combustible away from the stovetop when you're not using it. And clean up anything you spill, food, grease, anything like that on the cooking surface. And we can go a long way to eliminating kitchen fires. So often when we go to a kitchen fire, the residents tell us we just stepped out of the room for a minute. Sadly, that's all the time it takes for something bad to happen. And we want people to feel safe and secure in their home and develop these good habits to eliminate these kind of fires.
I guess they're still around. I don't know. I've got three fire extinguishers on the first floor of my house, and I know I've got one right there in the kitchen. That's an important thing to do, too.
Very true. Fire extinguishers in the home, a lot of people don't think about that. We've done a very, very good job to talking to people about smoke alarms. We the fire service, no smoke alarms save lives if they're operating properly. And it's pretty easy to make sure they're operating properly. We recommend you test them once a month. All of them have a test button. Change your battery at least once a year. And we still have our smoke alarm program here in College Station through the fire department. If you're a property owner, you can't afford a fire alarm, you're having trouble with your fire alarm, give us a call. We'll come out and check it. We'll change the battery if it needs to. We'll replace it if it needs to be replaced. And that's something else people aren't aware of. Smoke detectors have a shelf life. Usually somewhere 7 to 10 years, they're starting to lose their efficiency, so they need to be replaced on a regular schedule. And we can help people with that. All they have to do is call 979-764-3705, which is the Fire Department Administration. We can set up an appointment, send a crew by, check your alarm, change it out if it needs to be. And like I said, you have to be a homeowner. If it's a rental situation, we can help you get in touch with your landlord to get the situation cleared up if your alarm's not working. We want people to be safe.
Sure, absolutely. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, Bart Humphrey's here this morning. What else you got?
Early voting starts October 21st, and the two cities and school districts will combine to release some information within a few days to tell you more about early voting locations, times, dates, that whole thing. So if you want to know more about College Station city-specific information, cstx.gov/elections.
All right, there you go. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
After the open date on the schedule, Texas A&M football team will travel to Oxford, Mississippi tomorrow night. We'll broadcast the game on this radio station starting at 6:30. Head coach Kevin Sumlin on the Rebels of Ole Miss.
Big, fast, and talented, you know, and physical. You know, they went on a stretch there with three in a row and then had a couple tough losses, but heck, they've been on the road like us last year. I think they played four out of five games, first games on the road. I listened to Coach Freeze talk about it. He's happy to be back home. Their crowd will be excited. You know, we need to start fast and we need to protect the football and play our type of game because, you know, they're very, very talented team that particularly at home if we don't try to take control of this game early.
Aggies won the game last year at Ole Miss, so a second consecutive season to travel to Oxford. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Make your football tailgates and game watching parties sweeter this year with the Chocolate Gallery.
All season long, the Chocolate Gallery is serving football themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations.
After the game, visit the Chocolate Gallery in historic downtown Bryan to indulge in premium handmade chocolates and pastries.
Cool off with a freshly prepared gelato or fruit sorbet.
Experience the Chocolate Gallery, a new tradition in Aggieland at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studio with the King of the Renaissance Festival. The King is here with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, KO, and how are you?
Very good. It's that time of year again. Things are about ready to crank up this weekend. Are you excited?
Oh, I am. We've had a long year of preparing and getting ready, and we've got all sorts of new things, and I just can't wait to begin.
Well, as I have followed you on ye olde Facebook, I have seen a lot of construction out there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We built a new Falcon Estate on a Falcon Heath. It's just beyond description. It's tall, it's four stories,
wow.
And they have release windows for all the birds to come out and fly. It's going to be absolutely wonderful.
And several other new pieces of construction that they can find, of course, by going online.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, go online. You can look and see all the things. We refurbished our joust track. We had vendors make new booths. We've added the new tower shops in it. We're absolutely excited.
And I know that you're going to kick things off with Oktoberfest.
Yes, we're going to open up fair doors, and we're going to have some bratwurst and ale and some pretzels, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It starts out Saturday. What time do the gates open?
Gates open at 9 a.m., and we're open until 8 p.m., fireworks at 7:50, and of course we'll be open through December 1st, which includes the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And you've opened up a new camping area as well, because people do go out there and they'll camp and go a couple days to the fest.
Oh, absolutely. We expanded the campground, we added a new family area, and we're making preparations for our 40th anniversary next year, as we're starting to build a Grecian palace so that King Midas could have a masquerade ball. And we're going to invite everybody to join us in the evening, Saturday evenings next year, for
a very special
performance and food and dancing. It's going to be beyond any description.
So I know a lot of folks go every single year to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Is there one thing in particular this year that you would say you just cannot miss going to see?
Absolutely. I would say you can't miss a single day. Get out there every single day. And enjoy as much as you can. Every weekend we have a new theme. So we'll open with Oktoberfest. We'll go to 1001 Dreams. We'll have an All Hallows Eve and a pirate adventure. Then we follow that with a Roman Bacchanal, which is lots of togas. That's quite a bit of fun. And then after that, we'll have a barbarian invasion, which is all leather and fur. Highland fling, so you can put on your Irish kilt.
Exactly.
And then, of course, as I said earlier, we'll end with a Celtic Christmas 3 days right after Thanksgiving. So every day is worth a visit.
A lot of new talent?
Absolutely. We added a few. We added a vodka family. We added the great Rondini, who's going an escape artist who's going to be out. Hasselhoff School of Sword is now on the tower stage. You remember Oscar, do you?
I do.
Indeed. He's going to be performing there. And again, we have all our old favorites, Dead Bob, Clan Tinker, Arsene the Clown, Sound and Fury, and Jousting, as always. And of course, musicians all about the fair. You can find Jim Hancock, the Burly Minstrel, and Cantiga, and Gypsy Guerrilla Band, and all your favorite musicians, of course, are going to be out there. And don't forget about the King's Feast.
I was going to say, and don't forget your feast, which, if you have not gone, is really, it's dinner theater with more food than you've ever seen in your life, and more, we'll say, libations, depending on what your ilk is.
Absolutely. Six courses, all you can eat and drink, and of course, 2 hours of entertainment, where you have a fancy and frisky bordello. We're going to be singing there. They've been joined by Maurice, and so I just think they're going to have fun. And of course, Augie, Augie, Augie.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi.
Yes.
Wine tastings? You guys doing that again?
Oh, absolutely. We have wine tastings. We have mead tastings all about the area. You can go to Pavilion and enjoy. You can go to wine tasting. Of course, we also have the Greeks, and we've added a new Asian food area, which will be a lot of fun. So I think people enjoy that. And of course, German food, Polish food, Italian food, English food, just all the food you could possibly want.
Well, Your Majesty, it is always truly a pleasure, and best of luck on the 39th Texas Renaissance Festival.
Well, absolutely. We enjoy it. Thank you for having us here. And don't forget about all our artisans and craftsmen that are all out there. So come out there, shop, enjoy, and have a good time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Huzzah.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. President Barack Obama will meet later this morning with Republican senators in hopes the discussions will lead to the end of the government partial shutdown and the debt limit standoff. Obama met yesterday with House Republicans, after which the White House said no specific determination was made. GOP senators say they'll present their own options to end the crisis. Since the government shutdown began, some 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed, resulting in the closure of many government facilities. Most of the 350,000 Defense Department workers furloughed are being brought back. An Oregon man walking cross-country to raise awareness about bullying had made it to eastern Colorado when he was struck by a semi and died. The Colorado State Patrol says 48-year-old Joseph Bell was walking on a two-lane highway about 20 miles northwest of Kit Carson. Bell's 15-year-old hanged himself in a schoolyard in February after he'd been bullied. 2 months later, the father started his march to the Delaware coast. The truck driver, 49-year-old Kenneth Raven of Bryan, was charged with misdemeanor offense of careless driving resulting in death. Investigators believe Raven was asleep when the semi hit Bell. A Houston man has been arrested for aggravated kidnapping, sexual assault, and taking illegal cell phone video or pictures of a 14-year-old College Station girl.
28-year-old Zachary Hawker was arrested in Houston yesterday, where he remains jailed. College Station police notified last Sunday by the girl's parents, who reported her missing. Later that day, the girl called from Houston reporting what had happened. Houston police officers responded and took her to a hospital. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the girl and Hawker met online.
We always have to be mindful that somebody on the other end of the computer, we don't know what their real story is, and it's very important for children and parents to communicate and to understand what is appropriate and not appropriate behavior in communicating with and meeting friends.
Hawker drove to College Station last Saturday and took her to a local motel. When the girl told Hawker she no longer wanted to be with him, he said he would take her home. Instead, Hawker drove her to his apartment in Houston, where she said the other crimes occurred. The next day, the girl says he drove her to a business and dropped her off. That's when she called home. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
November 1st starts a rate increase for natural gas users in College Station and is proposed for Bryan and other Texas cities. Atmos Energy local manager Chase Murphy explained the negotiated numbers to the College Station City Council this week.
This particular filing, I know we asked for about an overall increase to a revenue increase of about $22 million. And because of your coalition's membership, they got it down to $16.6 million. Right. So it is lower than what we even asked for.
The Bryan Council takes up the rate increase the week after next. The average residential bill will go up 74 cents a month, and the average commercial customer will pay another $3 a month. The praises of BTU and other municipally owned power companies were made during this week's observance of American Public Power Week.
Keep in mind, the profits that are made by BTU are reinvested into the system. They're not paying stockholders somewhere in another part of the country. So BTU uses any success, and has a lot of success, with high reliability, with low rates.
Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condorless says people who grew up here are the worst about realizing the benefits of BTU compared to a corporate electric provider.
BTU works so well that it can produce power in excess and sell it to ERCOT in other parts. That's why you don't hear about rolling blackouts in Texas because of entities like BTU and the professionals that run BTU.
Condrilla also noted the last 3 years of merging the administration and marketing of BTU and the city to increase efficiencies of both organizations. A key component of College Station's 75th anniversary is in limbo. Anniversary Chairwoman Linda Harvell told the City Council this week that setting up a major exhibit at the Bush Library is on hold because the library is closed due to the government shutdown.
As soon as they're open again and whatever their schedule allows and they tell us, you know, we can open the exhibit, we'll do it. We're hoping we don't have to move it back, but if we do, that's okay.
Harvell says the anniversary exhibit was scheduled to open October 21st, but adds that their hearts are with those who have been furloughed. Meanwhile, the government shutdown's impact on the military continues to grow. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says 300 of the 800 employees at the Veterans Administration office in Waco have been furloughed. Flores says he asked the VA secretary if the layoffs were politically motivated.
He answered the question no, that there was no political influence. We haven't gotten a good answer as to why the shutdown or the scale back of their operations occurred much more quickly than they had told us just a week earlier.
Flores says the House has sent two bills to the Senate that would resolve VA funding issues. Otherwise, among the checks that won't go out on November 1st include $6.5 billion in disability payments to more than 5 million veterans. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in, the first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, and Allen Honda's service department is top-notch. Always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sunshine headed our way for today, and then we'll look for some rain to overspread the region over the next 24 hours. We will see sun push temperatures up to 85 today. Clouds in tonight, lows 70 to 75. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow, the chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, highs near 85. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, lows near 70. Could see a leftover shower or two on Sunday. Afternoon highs will be close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:40, 20 minutes till the weekend.
For us.
Well, for us, I know.
Right now, there are people sitting at their office going,
what do you mean? Yeah.
DeLuca?
Now, one of the things that we were going to talk about with Sokol, but we got sidetracked. I know that never happens. We were talking about the coolest thing in your office,
yeah,
right? Okay, what's the coolest thing in your office? And I think the question kind of took him by surprise, which is fine because he thinks he knows me after all these years. But it was good to ask somebody a question they weren't anticipating.
Sure.
So the reason I say that is because, once again, the innovators at Google have come up with something really, really neat in their offices in Australia.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and dang if he knows how to use it. Mule. The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville.
That's right.
Just tell us your idea, and we'll vote for it.
That's right.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield monorail.
That's right. Google now has a monorail, a giant monorail.
Are you serious?
Yep. One of the engineers made a wild thought that request that they install a monorail to get from one office to the other. Google passed on that idea, but instead bought two retired monorail cars for their, from the Sydney Transportation Department and set them up as meeting rooms.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So they've got like a monorail that doesn't move.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah,
it is. It's kind of fun.
It's interesting.
The cost to fulfill this was $250,000, which is basically chump change for Google.
Yeah.
They made that while we did this story. So while your boss tells you that the company can't afford styrofoam cups for your coffee, Google is buying monorail cars for basically no good reason. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd let you know.
Well, people can spend their money on what they want.
That's right. It's their money. Let's hear it for Judge Hugh B. Clark, Jr. Judge Clark, Michigan judge, doesn't think that his status means that he can just pick and choose the laws that he should be subject to. And after his cell phone went off in his court, disrupting the proceedings in his court, find himself $50. Way to go, Judge.
There you go.
Guy's got my vote. Hugh B. Clark, Jr. Like the idea. All right, New Yorkers are so bored at funerals that instead of somberly paying their respects, they'd rather be checking their email or playing their favorite app.
Mm.
This comes from a survey which surveyed the habits of cell phone users in 10 cities. And although only 6% of the New Yorkers admitted to doing that, it's still three times higher than the people in the number two, number three, and number four city who use their cell phones at a funeral.
They're more honest.
That's it.
Well, maybe.
Number three, number two, number three, and number four are Dallas, Philadelphia, Houston. So we're right there with them. 6% of New Yorkers would spend their time on their smartphones during a funeral. 31% use them during meals.
Well, be honest. Nobody wants to go to a funeral. I'm not saying it's good.
No.
I'm not justifying it, but nobody wants to be there.
I don't know. I kind of like funerals. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yesterday was skunk smell. Well, just,
Katie Dempsey likes that smell. What? Girl that works on another station up here.
I find funerals kind of interesting.
Why?
Because you really see the culture of a family. You see their values. You see, and when you go, you know, you're ministering to a family. But, you know, they might not remember that you were there. But if you sign it, then they'll know you were there if you sign their little guest book and...
That's about you. That's not about the funeral.
I think funerals are just kind of powerful.
First comment about the dynamics of the family, I don't necessarily believe that to be true at all.
I really don't.
I think that
you should come to some of my funerals,
well,
Scott.
There you go. I think a whole lot of people just take care of that portion of their life and then they move on. I'm not sure I don't think that heals any wounds or tightens any binds.
Well, I know I had someone who was killed in a freak accident a couple years ago, and for our family, funeral was a big deal. So, anyway.
Well, that was somebody in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
it was my granddad.
Again, it could happen. It could happen. But that's just my opinion. All right, Mini Coopers. You like them?
I do. They're kind of neat.
How about a 27-foot-long Mini Cooper?
Then it's not really a Mini.
No, it's really not.
It's like a stretch Cooper.
It'd be like a Mini as a limo. A UK businessman has converted his Mini Cooper S into a 27-foot limousine.
So can they call it a Biggie Cooper?
Well, they still call it a Mini. And, of course, where did he send it to have the $100,000 makeover done? Las Vegas. They know how to do that.
Why am I not surprised?
Mechanics chopped the car in half, inserted the additional segments. That'd be plural. Perfect for your formal events. And that crazy little night out, the Mini comes with a dance floor and a disco ball. This, I haven't seen a picture of this, but this has got to have a big, you know, big shell on the back.
It's 27 feet long.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to have to be.
Maybe they made it like a party bus.
It's got to be, yeah, right, if it's going to be a dance floor. Hello?
There's only one reason to go to a funeral, and that's for the food.
Thank you.
And possibly if they had some Renaissance tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, now that is shameless.
Again, true story. Tom and I attended a funeral, and we're leaving the church, walking out together, talking, and a lady on the other side of our going, "Hey, do you know what they're having at the reception to eat? Because I got to decide where I'm going to have lunch."
Oh, my gosh. I will admit, my grandfather was a cardiologist, and after he died, this kind of big neighbor brought a big, big thing of fried chicken.
Are you saying fat? The neighbor was fat?
Well, it's possible. Okay. But everyone in the family just sort of gave shifty eyes to each other, and we all dived into the fried chicken.
There you go.
Sort of pretended like we weren't doing it.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have trouble understanding why people want to shop for insurance like it is a product you pick off of a shelf. Insurance is not a cookie-cutter product that one size or flavor fits all. Coverage should be designed and tailored to each individual's needs and circumstances. Buying insurance is a very serious matter because it protects what you have worked hard for. It has been our experience at W.E. Gibson that we can meet or beat most of the quotes that you can get online. And we offer the added value of being able to talk to a real person who has the experience to guide you through the complicated maze of insurance coverages and terms. And besides, we are right here in College Station at Longmire and Deacon. Who knows where those other guys are? Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like October's featured $5 footlong. Molto bene, the spicy Italian. A robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 footlong special with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Mwah! Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Actually, I went in to look for this Mini, and there's several of them. Three or four, anyway. So,
what colors are they?
Well, this one happened to be white that I went to, and it's the doors are like gull wing doors that open up. And then
that's kind of cool. Yeah, a gull wing.
You pile in there and all that. It doesn't. I mean, I guess it could have a dance floor on the inside of this one. But there you are.
My gull wing Mini. That's delightfully tacky.
Suppose that could happen. The Simpsons, which we played a little bit of just a while ago, upcoming Simpsons episodes will be star-studded with the voices of Judd Apatow, Will Arnett, Leslie Mann, Paul Rudd.
Know,
okay. Seth Rogen, Channing Tatum, Judas Priest frontman Rob Halford. In the episode, fed up with movie theaters, Homer is taught by Bart how to illegally download films.
Wow.
And he starts screening them in his backyard for folks of Springfield. Alas, an overzealous FBI director in charge of anti-piracy, that's Arnett, doesn't quite see it that way and sets his sights on Homer.
So. Have you heard the rumors on the net that a major character is going to die this season?
Of The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm. Some people are saying it's going to be Apu because he's not quite politically correct anymore. But yeah, that's like people are talking and, you know, who's going to die?
When has that ever stopped him that he's not politically correct? Well, anyway, okay. How to erase a bad mood. This from Women's Health Magazine.
Oh, good. Tell me.
This does not work, but that's fine. If it's, there's a Women's Health
Magazine? It might work. Have you tested it on yourself?
No, I thought about it and I went, nah, it wouldn't work. All right, here we go.
Well, you're not a woman.
Well, that's the whole idea. So obviously it's targeted at women.
And yes, there is a Women's Health Magazine.
Yeah, obviously. One, take out a piece of paper. Number two, write down what's stressing you out. Number three, throw away the paper. Apparently it's tricking your brain into vanquishing the bad thoughts.
Now, see, I wouldn't throw it away.
Right.
Just write it all out, and then you can think, you know, if you can't go to sleep, you write everything that's worrying you, and then you go, it's on the paper. I don't have to worry about it. I'll deal with this tomorrow. Okay, and then you have more energy the next day.
Set it on fire. You
can, submit that idea to Women's Health and maybe they'll do it.
I don't know.
This thing right here I don't think would work. All right, five foods that you can eat past their expiration date.
Oh, cool.
Yep. A supermarket in Boston is going to sell food that's past the sell-by date. And recent research has shown that we waste a huge amount of food. We've talked about that, chucking it, you know, because we're... And then also we're just confused by the date labels, whether it's a use-by, a sell-by, or an enjoy-by.
Best Buy.
Best Buy is the place where you buy computers. some of the dates are not about safety, but about taste. And Dana Gunders, who is a food scientist, says that they have issued a report. That's the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Saying much of the food labeled is actually perfectly edible after that number, whatever it happens to be. For instance, at the very top of the list, tortilla chips. Well, of course. Tortilla chips are good until they're chewy, right? No matter what they say on the... They're not going to make you sick if you eat them a month or 2 or 3 months afterwards. What they do is they start tasting stale, but they're still perfectly fine.
Yeah, they don't get gamey.
Right, and you can put them in the oven with oil and recrisp them, actually.
Really?
Yep, while storing them in a sealed container also will help because it'll keep the moisture out. Yogurt can be at least 6 weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Gunders often scrapes away the mold. Mold?
Yeah, I eat old yogurt.
I've never eaten yogurt with mold on it,
though. It happens.
Chocolate can last a long time, but it often develops a white coating, which is known as bloom. That's when it's exposed to the air. This happens when some of the fat melts and rises to the top. It's not mold, and it's just fine.
Really?
Yep.
Egg. I'd eat it anyway. I was just curious.
Sure. Eggs. People throw away eggs much earlier than they need to. She said at least 3 to 5 weeks after their sell-by date. But keep them at a temperature below 41 degrees because that helps prevent any kind of salmonella from growing. And milk. Milk will smell or taste bad long before it makes you sick. Well
then
why would you eat or drink something that smells bad?
It's like the old adage when something's really rotten. Hey, God, this is horrible. Smell this.
Yeah, exactly. That's why she's in the Food Defense Fund. Oh, okay. Anyway, close it up quickly. Return it to the refrigerator. You should be able to let it sit around for about 36 degrees, and that would prolong its life.
I'd bake with it, but I ain't drinking that stuff.
Oh. Celebrities who have twins that you may not have known about. Did you know that Kiefer Sutherland has a twin?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Name is Rachel.
So does Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. His twin's name is Michael.
And they look very similar.
And Scarlett Johansson. She has a twin.
I did not know
that. Whose name is Hunter. So there you are. That's why you do it, so you can find out celebrities that have twins.
Business owners. Do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Plus, qualified buyers can trade up with $500 trade assistance bonus cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, got 8 more tickets to give away. That means 4 more people. Call 695-1620. Tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson.
A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
695-1620 tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. You got a pair. Who are you?
Carrie Curtis.
Carrie Curtis.
Yeah, what that's
you,
exciting.
What do you do, Carrie?
I work at A&M.
Oh, a lot of people do. What department? What area?
Under the provost business office.
Oh, very good. Have you been before?
I have. Oh, I love it.
There you go. Pair of tickets. Come up to Crystal Park Plaza. We'll have them for you, all right?
Thank you.
Yep, bye. Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Linda.
Linda who?
Linda McFarland.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't talked to you in years.
It's been a while, but you have talked to me before.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Linda, I got a pair of tickets for you, okay?
You do?
I do. Come by Crystal Park Plaza. We got them for you.
Yay.
All right. Thanks. You didn't even have to answer a trivia question. Hi, who's this?
My name is Lionel.
Lionel, like the train.
Exactly.
What's your last name?
Talamantes.
Oh, you can spell that for me.
It's T-A-L-A.
Uh-huh.
M-A-N-T-E-S.
You've never done that before, have you? All right, come by here. I got it for you. Thanks a lot. All right, you're our last lucky winner today. Who are you?
Robert Guyton.
All right, Robert, come by here. We got them for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right, that's it. Those are our tickets for today, and these are good for this weekend and this weekend only. This is new and different from the Texas Renaissance Festival now, that they're doing tickets with date-specific weekends, all right? So, got those. But, you know, I think if you maybe went to the grand opening of a Sleep Number store.
Yes.
There might be some tickets there.
And Cafe Capri.
Ah, all that. And when would that be happening?
That would be tomorrow from 10 to noon.
Oh, and where would they be?
That would be on Texas Avenue, kind of close to Specs, Napa Flats.
Chick-fil-A.
JJ's old package store.
That's it. There we go. All right, and here we go. It's a Doctor Who story. We saved it until today.
Woo-woo-woo!
BBC has managed to find 11 lost Doctor Who episodes.
Cool.
And already remastered and released them to iTunes.
That's awesome.
The episodes are from the second Doctor, played by Patrick Troughton.
He looks kind of like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Perfect. Which actually was aired around 46 years ago.
Yeah, those are in black and white.
Oh, that'll be outstanding. So we've got a Doctor Who story, and we have an American Horror Story, which is Mr. Down's favorite show, I think. Pretty good ratings for the premiere of American Horror Coven, which was on Wednesday night, 5.5 million viewers. What are people renting? Iron Man 3. What are people buying? World War Z. And apparently this will be the second weekend that Gravity is supposed to win it at the
Gravity,
box office.
Gravity, make it fit the other two.
Oh, that's running. Very nice. Yeah, so we'll see how all that works out. And Justin Bieber. No,
he needs a spanking.
I'm not. Yeah, no, we're not going to do a Justin Bieber story. Howsomever, what else is out? Tom Hanks' movie, Captain Phillips. He plays a guy who's boat is taken over by Somali pirates. Machete Kills is opening, expected to roll into third place. And Romeo and Juliet, you probably know the story. This is, I'm just saying. Yeah.
It's not new.
No, it's really not. American Music Awards, the nominations were announced yesterday. The favorite male artist of the year, it's Bruno Mars, Robin Thicke, or Justin Timberlake. Female would be Pink, Rihanna, or...